Colorado Senate President Leroy Garcia talking about the latest recall effort in our state, this one focused on removing him from office. The petitioners have until October 18th to gather enough 13,000 signatures, in fact, to get that question on the next ballot. Right now, we're talking live with Susan Carr. She's one of the organizers from Bad for Pueblo, the group behind this recall effort. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
You bet. What's your beef with Leroy Garcia and the two other state legislators that you want recalled?
All right. To start with, this recall effort is in no way simply about policy differences. Mr. Garcia has clearly earned this effort to remove him from office. And he's just practically demanding the vigorous opposition that he's about to face. Over the stern oppositions of the citizens and organizations alike, Garcia supported Senate Bill 181. Now, you know about that.
This is for legislation. Oil and gas regulations?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Susan.
That placed severe limitations on gas and oil exploration in Colorado and threatens some $8 billion in state revenue. And according to experts, as many as 120,000 jobs.
Susan, did you vote for Leroy Garcia?
No, I didn't.
Okay, and this is why I asked this question. Because to me, from a recall effort, I can understand if you and other people on this petition voted for him and you're like, wait a second, we voted for this guy and he's not doing what we asked him to do. But the fact that you didn't vote for him and he's doing things that's opposite or counter to what you believe, to me, the recall effort's like, well, elections have consequences, right? So if you don't
right.
like him, you vote him out of office instead of trying to do a recall.
Sure. And that I would understand that. It's just that the people here in Senate District 3 simply don't think that he's up there in Denver doing what he was elected to do.
But he won with a pretty overwhelming majority in that area.
Yes, he did.
And he's doing what a Democrat would probably do in that office, right?
Yes, he is.
Let me ask you something.
Senate Bill 181 is very similar to what was planned in connection with Proposition 112 in 2016, which was also rejected by double-digit margins by all Colorado voters.
Susan,
and Leroy Garcia was well aware that his constituents were overwhelmingly against Senate Bill 181.
So you feel more like he's not representative of the Pueblo area. We gotcha.